All right, it is time for Take Me Downtown, and a part of this segment is going to involve the city of Tahlequah. So we have Karen Murphy in studio, along with Christy Nemo, who is the co-chair and of the Capital Improvement Committee, and Mark Gish. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
All right, who is the chairman of the Capital Improvement Committee. And this is all volunteer-based, isn't that right?
It is, yes.
Thank you for your efforts in trying to help Tahlequah.
Yeah, thank you for jumping in.
But this is involving an upcoming election that's coming in August that involves capital improvements, right, Karen?
Yes, that's correct.
And could you give us a little bit of history on regarding that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be a special election that's going to be on August 25th. The current administration, they formed a 8-person committee back at the end of 2024. So they have been working hard since 2024. So this has been quite the process. The current administration, they wanted to be very transparent and they wanted to have the community involvement, hence why this committee was formed. Mm-hmm. There is a current 0.75% sales tax, and that is set to expire in March 31st, 2028. So this administration, they wanted to be proactive and get started early.
Yeah.
And not, you know, wait last minute
for it to roll off and there might be a gap.
And so back in the beginning of 2025, the city and the committee, they met with members from the administration of Broken Arrow as they were going through that same process, and we wanted to hear from them and hear what was working. And again, you know, the city wanted that community involvement, and one thing that Broken Arrow did was used a survey platform.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great way to reach out to the community and get their thoughts and their opinions. And so we decided to use a platform called Pulco. And Chrissy and Mark can talk more about that process. But the committee has been amazing to work with, and the city is beyond grateful to have them and to have Chrissy and Mark. And so that's just a little bit of how this all got started.
Perfect. So there's 12 different things on here. I love how much it seems like it will affect everyone that lives in Tahlequah, whether you're a senior or a child or your family member. What was it like getting the committee together and whittling that down into just a 12 things? Because I know everybody's got big dreams for where they live.
Well, I think the mayor asked each of us individually to serve on the committee, and I'd like to recognize the committee members for their hard work. As Karen said, we've been at this since the end of 2024, meeting at least monthly.
Wow.
To come up with this list of projects and the interests of the city.
Yeah.
And the committee members are Jim Berry, Dana Boren-Bohr, Cameron Fright-James, Dr. Janet Barr, Michelle Naylor, Dylan Springwater, Chrissy Nemo, and of course myself. And we've been meeting to come up with.
Thank you. A big round of applause
thank
for you.
You.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sometimes it's like herding cats, but it's
meow.
The committee has done a great job, and thanks to the city of Broken Arrow, who pointed us to the survey method of deriving the project list that we've come up with.
Mm-hmm.
So. And it's so important in these small towns that we don't try to reinvent the wheel, that when we see something that works, we figure out how to use that, observe it, and adapt it for ourselves. And I love that you guys did that.
Correct. Yes. And we took 4 surveys. We took 4 surveys, and it was really interesting. Some of the survey information surprised me.
Okay.
In the fact that over 80% of the respondents in each of the 4 surveys wanted to make a piece of this sales tax a permanent sales tax to fund the projects and to fund general government operations. Considering the last bond issue, and should this bond issue pass, we will have put over $50 million worth of capital improvements into our city.
Wow.
But yet we have not increased the operating budget at all.
Goodness.
To
wow.
take care of these projects. So it's not unreasonable to consider taking a piece of this, 0.25% of this, and making this a permanent sales tax.
Well, and I was seeing we're getting even better returns than expected in some places right now with the city government. So just hats off to all of you guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
And from an early standpoint, you brought up that Suzanne brought you all together as a committee. Early on in my observation of her tenure here, she brought together all the former mayors in the branch while I was still working there. And when I saw 7 heads that have occupied that role, not trying to do better or one-up each other, but just try to make Tahlequah better,
mm-hmm.
that settled my heart. Who cares if it was Katrin or her? It's like, we're all going the right way.
Yes. Yep.
And I know it says there's two propositions, and you covered the permanent one as well in that. How can they actually go on there to be able to look at these projects so that way they can see what all the projects will be delegated to?
Yeah, so on the City of Tahlequah's website, there is a page dedicated under capital improvement, and it has all 12 of the projects. Cool. It has renderings of them, which are preliminary because we haven't done true cost estimates and construction documents and all of that. But it shows you kind of what some of this stuff may look like. And yeah. There's an explanation as well as pictures of all 12 projects. And I did want to talk a little bit about, you know, Mark said we did 4 surveys. The first one was completely open-ended. It was people could go in and type in whatever they thought needed to be done in the City of Tahlequah. And then our survey committee, which was a subcommittee of the Capital Improvements Committee, they took all of those responses and kind of grouped them into subject areas and further whittled them down. So then the second survey had multiple projects listed, and the 12 that we eventually recommended to the city council was a result of going through that, you know, very open-ended, very wide survey process down to these are the 12 projects that the citizens of our community cared about the most.
Wow. Thank you for giving us the background on that.
Yes, that was awesome. So much participation to be able to see what's going to come into, crossing my fingers, fruition here in Tahlequah. All right. Well, once again, when was that election again, Karen?
So it's going to be on August 25th, and I believe there's going to be some other questions on there, too.
Okay.
Related to state and, I think, county, if it's in your district.
Awesome. But, yes. Okay. But we're going to be having them come back next month and then in August to be able to talk more about this again. So thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. All right. Back to the programming.
Yes, that's right. All right. This is Lakes Country 102.1.
Did we cover what you wanted?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think on the next one, since we have the background, like maybe pick 3 or 4 of the specific projects and talk about the amount.
Because
like some of it we talked about, one of the ones I think your audience would, they're going to put a name in.